Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. In this episode, I catch up with Gene Yang. He recently finished up a run on Superman. His DC Rebirth title is called The New Superman, and I'm pretty excited for this book. You know, I expect Gene to be able to explore even more some of the themes that really interest him, that being feeling like an outsider, feeling different, trying to kind of figure out who you are as a person and where you fit in with the world. And I feel like this is part of the reason that Gene's writing and his stories really connect with the younger generation of fans, people who, you know, like we all did as we were growing up, are trying to discover their identity. So I feel like that's a theme he's going to get to continue to explore. You know, with the things that happened in his recent run on Superman, he got to explore some of these themes, but, you know, Superman's an iconic character, been around for 75 plus years, so we all knew at some point he was going to go back to kind of the status quo of having these powers and being something that's larger than life. So I feel like in this new title, Gene's going to get to keep exploring some of those ideas, maybe that he didn't get to go as depth in, being that Superman, like I said, he's been around for so long and he's such an iconic character. There's things that you can't do because it would ruin the character. So I'm really excited about it, and I hope you enjoy the interview. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with Gene Yang. Good to see you again, Gene.
Yeah, you too, Jace.
So I was looking over my questions, the things we talked about at Comic-Con last summer. So before we get into your Rebirth book, how do you feel that the run went? Did you accomplish the things that you wanted?
I think there was a huge learning curve for me, but I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the folks that I was working with. I enjoyed working closely with Greg Pak and Cooter, who were doing Action Comics. I enjoyed working closely with Pete Tomasi, you know, and I learned a ton from them and from our editors. I think the point of our run was we wanted to show that no matter how hard things got, no matter how much change, that Superman still stayed Superman. So, you know, coming back to where we are now, it felt really satisfying.
Well, from a fan's perspective, when he got his powers back, it got me. It got me.
Awesome.
It really
That's
did.
Great. That's
so,
great.
So, yeah, the themes with him being depowered, with him feeling like an outsider, we talked about that, you know, immigrant
right.
stuff. Yeah, great job. So let's talk a little bit about your Rebirth book, The Superman.
Yeah, it's called New Superman.
New Superman, okay.
Right.
And for our listeners, what's it all about?
New Superman takes this idea of Superman, you know, this symbol of ideals that really cross cultures, and takes them and explores it in a brand new cultural context within Chinese culture. So specifically in the story, a young 17-year-old boy who grows up in Shanghai comes into Superman's powers. He gets Superman's powers. And that changes him. You know, this young man's name is Kenji Kong. And Kenji's kind of a jerk. He likes bullying younger kids, older kids. And getting Superman's powers changes his perspective on the people around him. It changes his perspective on himself.
It sounds like a book that can really explore a lot of themes that are relevant today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I look at my own life as a superhero comic book reader, and Superman is the guy who started off the entire genre, right? Superhero comics are all about making choices for other people. They're all about self-sacrifice. They're all about what it means to be a hero, right? And I think those of us who grew up reading superhero comics, that gets into us, even on a subconscious level. Kenji's journey really mirrors, like, a superhero fan's journey.
Cool, I can't wait to read it.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for your time, Gene.
Yeah, you too, Gene.